The Action Committee of People with Disabilities, ACPD, is marking a major milestone this weekend, celebrating 50 years of advocacy and community support in Victoria. The organization will host an open house on Saturday, September 12, from 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at its office at 948 View St. The event will feature tours, a chance to meet staff, board members and advocates, and some light refreshments. Reaching the half-century mark carries deep meaning for everyone involved. "We feel very proud that we have made it to 50 years," says the ACPD. "It takes a lot of work for a not-for-profit organization to keep the doors open year after year when funding for operating costs has to be continually reapplied for each year." The celebration is both a look back and a look ahead. With 20 volunteers currently supporting the group, including board members, advocates and a pro bono lawyer, ACPD is looking to renew its founding values while pushing for stronger services. "Having lost our founding member, Joanne Neubauer, in 2024, and one of our head advocates a few years prior, we hope to return to the values on which our organization was founded and rise up to call for change to restore vital services to our clients as well as the citizens of Victoria as a whole," they added. That founding member, Neubauer, was described as a powerhouse who helped lead many of ACPD's landmark victories. "Over the years, the committee played a role in the creation of HandyDART, pushed for accessible transit options and lobbied for curb cuts and building access across the city. Its efforts also contributed to the establishment of the Disability Resource Centre, now part of a network of independent living centres across Canada. From consumer control in home care to employment programs for people with disabilities, ACPD's influence has left a lasting mark on Greater Victoria." For the ACPD, Saturday is about honoring those achievements while keeping the focus on the future. "We plan to reflect on what an achievement this truly is.